We good? How's everybody doing? Hey, Chris, how you doing? So, obviously, a lot of fun at the practice the other night. Great atmosphere, great weather, wasn't much wind. The guys were very happy about that. Had a good performance by our teamers. I think we had a pretty good night, a lot of things still to work on. Looking forward to seeing our guys get after it a little bit on Friday night, finally hit somebody else besides our own people, like a lot of coaches. I know that's a lot of coach speak, but it's true because our guys are, you know, looking across from each other. And one of the things we do is when we are our punt return period, we put the beanies on the show teams all the time. And our poor punt returner, Marcus, is back there, and there's, you know, 20 bodies running at him, and he can't decipher who's who because it's hard to see the beanie. So today, if it works out, we're going to try to put yellow jerseys on everybody. So it took me about, you know, 15 years in coaching, or 13 years coaching the NFL to figure that one out.
Mike Zimmer said they're going to wait until after this preseason game before deciding what to do when you're out for the first couple games. Do you know why they're waiting or what the strategy is?
No, I haven't. To be honest with you, Chris, I haven't been really a part of that. I'm just doing what I do. I'm actually, you know, obviously game planning. Did a lot of pre stuff as I always do in the preseason and the off season, game planning for the first four opponents, but really hunkering down and studying a lot of tape on St. Louis and New England right now. And you know, when I leave the building, those game plans will be as close to being finished as they possibly can be. With obviously, we'll have some tweaks and changes from there when I'm not in the building. And then the third game, if I'm still out, then you know, hopefully have some stuff ready for that too before I leave.
You or Ryan run the special teams on Friday night? Is it? I mean, kind of reading into it, you're thinking maybe this is an audition for Ryan to see if he can handle a game or whatever.
Yeah, it could be, and I think Ryan could handle the game. But you know, he and I make decisions a lot, and what I'll probably do more of during the preseason, Mark, is go ahead and say, okay, what are you thinking here, Ryan? You know, plenty of time in advance. We're in a TV timeout, or something's going on where it's not a rush situation, so he has a couple seconds to think about it. And you know, hey, what would you do in this situation? And he's pretty on top of it. He's a smart guy. He works hard. As you know, special teams, a lot of situational football, and that's the biggest challenge for any special teams coordinator, especially in the preseason with so many bodies going in and out. So at the bottom line is, you know, understanding the situation, staying ahead of the game a little bit, what's coming up, you know, what team's coming up, what could be a possibility of whether they're going to rush the punt or they think they're going to hold up double vice, or it's at the end of the half, do we need to use a hurry-up field goal in this situation, how many timeouts do we have left, all the game management type of stuff that I'm going to have to get used to with Coach Zimmer because it's a new staff, a new head coach. Ryan will be part of that as well.
Where is he typically on game day? Is he right next to you?
Yes, he's on the field with me, and I love having him there because he, you know, I'm staying in the game. I got to stay close to the sideline watching the game, and any coaching that has to be done or substitution that has to be done on the side, whether it's we looking at our pictures or if there's a substitution, obviously, he'll get that done for me, and I trust him that he does that so I can stay in the game and make the calls. So we'll do that together in the preseason to prepare him.
From the trips you guys have taken to TCF, what are some of the biggest takeaways that you have to do with us?
You know, I honestly have. I've been there a few times when my son was going to camps there, my oldest son. The specialists down there have what they've taken from it is that, you know, the big open end with the big scoreboard, the winds come off differently. You know, if they're swirling around this way to the left of the scoreboard, as you're looking at the scoreboard, it bounces off the stadium one way. If their winds are going the other way, it bounces off the behind the scoreboard off the stadium the other way. So again, they're a heck of a lot smarter than me. They've got it figured out. Like I told you guys before, there's charts and diagrams, and I wish I could show you, but I don't want that to get out for obvious reasons. But it's they're very comfortable with what they've seen so far, and obviously we're going to have days that are going to be much worse than we saw in the spring throughout the year, but I think we got a good head start.
What are some of the questions you still have on how that's going to affect
them? It's mainly directional kicking in terms of kickoffs, using the wind to our advantage, directional punting, using the wind to our advantage. Obviously, we don't want to ever kick into the wind if we don't have to unless we're changing something up. Obviously, into a headwind, can we go a little bit left or right, using our tailwind, obviously just, you know, kicking the ball to the end zone if it's a kickoff. But, you know, those are the type of questions I'll have, and hopefully in the next couple games we'll figure that out.
How long did it take to make all those charts?
Those guys? About 3 hours. I don't know. It would take me 3 days. But they use computers. It's all computerized. If I did it with a pencil, I might do it a little bit quicker. But that's about it.
You've been trying a few returners in practice. Do you have the ones you want pegged down for Friday's game?
You know, I'd like to see Adam Thielen takes some kickoffs and punts. Jerick McKinnon. Kane Coulter. And probably those three to start, and we'll see where we're at. Maybe Marcus might get a punt just to get him in the swing of things, but that's pretty much it for right now, and we'll go from there.
Are you most interested in seeing some of those other guys?
I can't wait to see those other guys. And the fun part about my job is, I've told you guys this before, coaching all these young players and seeing how they're developing, and you see the improvements in practice, and it's still, and they, I don't think they quite get it yet, the speed of the game, because they were in college, that was fast. Preseason is pretty fast. Obviously, regular season's even faster, and then, of course, the playoffs, they just ramp it up, the players, and it's amazing how that happens. But I think the speed of the game is what I'm looking for, see if they can respond to what we're coaching and teaching them to do, fundamentally, techniques, a little bit of scheme that we have in, when it's so fast against another team who's trying to do the same thing to us. That'll be the fun part and the challenge for us.
Would you use Cordero on a kickoff on Friday, or do you want to give some of those reps to other guys just to see them all?
I want to see some other guys. We have an idea of what Cordero will do. I haven't talked to Coach Zimmer about this yet, but I would like to maybe get him one or two later in the preseason to get him ready for the season. But I think week one, you know, unless he tells me different, then I would like to see the other guys.
Preseason was difficult as it gets for a special teams coach with all these guys blowing in and out.
I typically have a pretty bad headache after normal games, regular season games, but it's unbelievable. I don't have migraines. I'm very fortunate to be healthy, but I've got a nasty headache after the preseason games. Just, I'm glad when they're over. It's fun while it's going on, but I'm pretty glad when it's over. It's a big relief, and then you get to watch the tape the next day and make corrections from there.
Done with the second team or second preseason, there's so many bodies on the sideline. Mm-hmm. Do you just tell that unit, just go away so I don't have to search for guys? Or how do you organize?
Well, it depends. If they're still playing offense and defense, you're usually hiding from me. But, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, they're pretty good. We've got a pretty good system that we've used the last 3 years in terms of, you know, right now we have a first kickoff and a second kickoff. We have a first punt and a second punt. When we get in the preseason, there's only one punt team. There's only one kickoff team, and then we make substitutions from there. We don't make mass substitutions. It's one guy here, one guy. Say I want to see Andrew Zandejo cover two kickoffs and then his backup cover the next two. Or Marcus Shells, he may only cover one kickoff and his backup covers the next three, et cetera. So those are the type of things that, you know, we plan out beforehand, kind of let the guys know what's going on and just tell them to stay in the game so they're ready to go.
Andrew's history in your special teams, do you expect much of a delay in him getting back into it?
No, as long as he's physically ready, mentally, not at all. Very intelligent young man. I mean, he's like a coach in our meetings, and he asks great questions and brings up great points. And like I've told you guys before, I learn every single day from our players and just little ideas and things, because they're the ones doing it. They're the ones out on the field. And I always tell them, open door policy, man, bring it on, because I want to learn from them too. And if it can help us get better, I'm going to use it. And he's one of those guys. That's the point I'm making there.
Can you talk a little bit about Jerick
McKinnon?
Yeah.
I like Jerick a lot. I think he is a football player. He has got that football mentality, that defensive mentality that we talk about on special teams. You know, all our running backs do. I mean, they obviously, I've talked to you about Adrian wanting to play special teams, but the other three guys, Matt, Jerick, and Joe Bannard, have done a great job. Joe and Matt have done it for me in the passing games. Jerick's got the same mentality they do, and they come to work every day. They're trying to get better. I look forward to seeing him in the coverage phases as well as a returner.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a great day.